Friday afternoon, time for our weekly movie talk. Ron Van Timmeren from Studio C joins us. Another big weekend, as always.
It is the Hollywood holiday movie season, Patrick. A bunch of them, five new today and five more next Wednesday.
And we kick it off with Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yeah, do you remember who Grindelwald is? I had to look it up because I don't read the Beowulf character. No. It's Johnny Depp. He was revealed at the end of the first Fantastic Beasts, and this one, the new Crimes of Grindelwald. This is the second of five Fantastic Beasts movies that they're making. J.K. Rowling is writing the screenplays for him, so it's got that Potter authenticity here, and really a Potter prequel is what these are, Patrick.
The wizarding and non-wizarding worlds have been at peace for over a century. Grindelwald wants to see that peace destroyed.
You want me to hunt him down? To kill him? Dumbledore, why can't you go?
I cannot move against Grindelwald. It has to be you.
We've got some names here. You mentioned one already.
Yeah, and Eddie Redmayne's back doing his Newt Scamander. And this time Jude Law joins the cast as a young Dumbledore. Catherine Waterston, Zoe Kravitz, Dan Fogler. So the good cast and a big budget, Patrick. $200 million budget. I mean, talk about your magic in the movies. They bought some magic with that $200. And it's by far the best and biggest box office movie of the weekend.
Do you know the storyline?
It's got Grindelwald escaping, essentially, from his prison and forming his bad guy coalition or whatever. And so there's a whole new batch of characters that are now either good or evil that we're going to be introduced to and be part of the next few movies. So a lot going on, but no resolution per se, because it's, like I say, it's one of five.
And there's always Beowulf to fall back on.
Right.
Give that a read.
Or
again.
Eight Harry Potter movies, right. Exactly.
Instant Family.
Yeah, this is a movie I really loved. It's a love letter to foster parenting, believe it or not. Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne play parents without children, and they decide to become foster parents, and they take in these three children, their siblings, so older daughter, younger daughter, middle boy, and the comedy and drama ensues. They've never had kids before, and suddenly they have an instant family. And Sean Anders, who directed this movie, also did Daddy's Home 1 and 2 with Mark Wahlberg, and he is a foster dad himself, and I got a chance to meet him a couple of weeks ago at a screening, and he really, this is his love letter. This is a passion project for him, and it works. It really does. It's a good family choice for the holidays.
I love what you two are doing with this house, but what are you going to do with five bedrooms? You guys are obviously never having kids.
What was that look?
I did not do a look.
You're doing a look right now.
There's no look.
Have a good fight, guys.
There's so many kids in foster care, and they're having an orientation.
Ellie, people who take in foster kids are really special. The kind of people who volunteer when it's not even a holiday. We don't even volunteer on a holiday.
Over a 500,000 children are currently in foster care. The county puts these on because they can match a lot of kids and parents quickly.
Look at the big kids.
Everybody's avoiding them. I'm gonna go and say hi.
But they're teenagers, okay? They use drugs, and they watch people playing video games on YouTube. We're not equipped for any of that.
Hi! Just FYI, we can all hear you.
Hmm?
It's okay. Go mingle with the kiddies and don't give it another thought. Bye-bye.
She was cool.
Lizzie comes with two younger siblings.
Any minions show up? Sounds like another movie I've seen.
No, Octavia Spencer is the other good actress to look for in this one.
Widows.
Yeah, this is directed by Steve McQueen, who won an Oscar for 12 Years a Slave, and it looks like a revenge thriller kind of movie, but he's going to throw in a few issues about gender and race and power and money and all of that wrapped up in a thriller kind of movie here with Viola Davis, from Michelle Rodriguez, and two other female leads that are widows and find out that their husbands were involved in some criminal activities, and sort of that turns into a crime drama. You've got even Robert Duvall showing up in this movie as a crime boss. I'm so glad to see him back on the screen. I thought we'd lost him for a minute there. Liam Neeson and Colin Farrell also joined. The best reviews of any of the new movies this weekend, over 90% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Something happened tonight, something bad.
Our husbands aren't coming back. We're on our own. They stole a lot of money. And now people want it from us. Now the best thing we have going for us is being who we are.
Why?
It's got a lot going on. And some critics have said too much going on, but I like a movie like that where I got to kind of think through the thing or wait for the payoff or love the twists and turns. That's what Widows has got going for it in an R-rated package.
And you've got a couple more that are on limited release, but they also sound intriguing. Boy Erased.
Right, and once again, the cast is getting all the headlines here. Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe play parents of a gay young man. Russell Crowe's a pastor, and they send their son to this church-supported gay conversion program, which kind of controversial, you might say, right? And so heavy drama here, and a true story.
What you're going through right now is just a moment.
A moment.
Yeah.
A moment.
I love God, and I love my son. For your father, it's a little more complicated.
We are not finished.
I am, because you won't listen.
Your father is sitting here. Tell him how you hate him.
I'm not going to pretend I hate my father. I don't hate my father.
Then where is all this anger coming?
Because you're making me angry.
Open the door now.
Mom.
They say sometimes you got to hurt a child in order to help them, but a mother knows when something isn't right.
I don't want to pretend anymore.
I've had to ask myself and God if I'm ready to lose you.
Great performances. Lucas Hedges right now is on fire. 3 billboards last year in Lady Bird. Manchester by the Sea was nominated for an Oscar. He's coming up with Julia Roberts in a movie called Ben is Back. He's really one of the true young talents in the business here. So do check out Boy Erased, if nothing else, for the cast.
And then we'll wrap it up with another limited release movie, A Private War.
Yeah, does the name Maria Colvin ring a bell with you? She was a war correspondent and worked in the TV news business and was in Syria and Northern Africa. I mean, we're just one of these reporters who were just right on the front lines. We lost an eye in a battleground. And so, just an interesting biopic of a woman who really was right there on the front lines reporting about the atrocities of war. Stanley Tucci, Jamie Dornan, and Tom Hollander joined the cast as well. It's rated R, Private War, almost 90% on RottenTomatoes.com. So another well-reviewed movie this weekend.
What a better way to spend your weekend, since the leaves are all covered with snow and it's too cold. As well head out. Right.
The weather forecast is perfect for watching a double feature, I must say, this weekend. And The Grinch was huge last weekend, Patrick, for families. That's terrific, along with the Nutcracker movie, which is PG for families. Bohemian Rhapsody's holding over very strong. So lots of good choices out there in movie land.
Ryan Van Timmeren, Studio C.
See you at the movies.